Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I love to go wandering along the mountain track, and as I go, I love to sing my knapsack on my back. Valdivi,
I went to the theatre the other day. I went to see a musical about climate change. No, a straight play about climate change.
Did your dad the old bingo?
No, and I never get those 2.5 hours back in the theatre. You know, something that's meant to make you think, and you think, this is just shite.
Well, it's kind of the sort of thing you should have gone to see in Edinburgh.
I know, I should have gone to see it in Edinburgh. We all remember Space Rhino Goes to Mars.
Did you go and see that?
Space Rhino. Yeah, it was 2 hours long, and it was done with shadow puppets and techno music.
Oh, was there a rhino in it?
No.
Oh.
And he didn't go to Mars.
It's the bare minimum you want, isn't it?
You don't want that. You don't want to go and watch something that clearly is selling you that. I didn't know what to expect. I thought all the shows are good in Edinburgh, and then I realised I was there, so that was not necessarily true. And it was kind of a weird wake-up call when I realised, oh, anybody can put on a show.
Anyone. There is no vetting when you do it.
There is no vet. The only vetting is yourself and your own self-confidence, which is a dangerous, dangerous thing. It's odd, isn't it, when you think about that, that someone sat down and went, you know your idea about that hippo? Yeah, that rhino. Rhino is definitely a rhino. Oh, I can't even do it now. Let's just call it Keith. You know Keith, right? And you've always had that techno music and that keyboard. Yeah. And wouldn't it be great if you could do that with shadow puppets? Take it to Edinburgh. Take it up there. People like me get stuck in the audience.
What's that one about a dog in his pyjamas or something?
The curious incident of the dog?
The dog in the night garden or something. It's about autism. I want it to be about a dog, thank you very much.
I think you've misunderstood this a little bit. I love the idea of you going a straight play. I didn't see one dog.
I like my things. I like them to be... I like the title to tell me what I'm going to get. So, Lion, Witch, and Wardrobe. I want that.
When you went to see Turning of the Taming of the Shrew, were you a bit annoyed that there wasn't a lion like keeper there with the shrew?
I was, yeah. I was going, what is this? I thought it was going to be like the Lion King, but there's no shrew in it at all.
There's no shrew. The Shrew King. What even is a shrew? Is it like a mole?
I don't know what a shrew is. It's an animal, isn't it?
I did have someone say to me generally after Adder, and I don't think they got the point going, oh, there weren't much mention of snakes.
Well, I watched drama this week, and so one of the characters didn't know that woolly mammoth wasn't a thing anymore. I thought, how do you not know that?
But it was big news when we were kids, weren't it, woolly mammoths?
Well, they're going to bring them back, weren't they? But they never did.
Yeah, what? Where's my mammoth?
There's Adam going to a zoo and trying to put a carpet on an elephant.
Give it some tusks. Well, the other thing as well, that we were definitely meant to have woolly mammoths by now, weren't we?
Yeah, but I'm in the summer.
What about in the summer? Put them somewhere cold.
Oh, you thought this through.
What do you mean, what about the summer? That woolly mammoths, they need to go somewhere. Keep them out by the beach with an ice cream. Do you think, like, when the woolly mammoth people, the mammoth tears, started, like, trying to bring them back, they sat down and watched Jurassic Park and kind of realised their mistake of going, maybe this isn't the best idea to bring back a species that has clearly died out for a reason.
Or pets win prizes.
Or pets win prizes. I imagine pets win prizes with Danny Baker and a mammoth.
He's bought a mammoth.
Here
he is with his super coupe.
Bought a mammoth in a super coupe.
I've been on the Red Bull, people. I've got the form.
How's that going?
I've got a man with a go-kart. We're going to make this happen.
Right. Have you got the form?
2024. I want to see a little dyspraxic guy going down the hill.
I've mentioned it to two people since this revelation that we were to do the Red Bull soapbox derby. One person said, you will surely die.
Yes.
And the other person just said, this is not for you. No.
I'll drive it.
Yeah, but you can't drive either. Like, this is the thing. Like this doesn't work for anyone, but we're going to do it. We need to get sponsorship.
I've driven a go-kart once, and I made it go backwards, which I think that's impossible.
It's quite impressive.
I think it was broken. I don't think it was me doing it.
Was it a Dodgem?
Dodgem, sorry. A bumper car.
They're not bumper cars, they're Dodgems, brought here by Billy Butlin.
Watched the final of Strictly, and then you watch the credits at the beginning, and you go, oh, they were on it, weren't they? Oh, forgot about them.
There's nothing worse than still being on those credits, but if you've got a good agent and they've sorted out the payment already, I'd happily go in the first week.
Oh, I think they should cut them off, the credits, every week until
just have the end credit, like one person's on there for 2.5 minutes. Bono managed 10 weeks.
Bono.
Yeah, I'd like to see Bono on Strictly.
That's a good booking.
That's a really good booking.
What's happened to you? I want to know what's happened to
Bono. There every week in the audience. Come on, Bonzo. We call him Bonzo in the band.
I want to know what's happened to Bono. He's gone to rock bottom. He's dancing on Strictly.
What in the name of love am I doing here?
Anyway,
yeah, it's quite the push. If you book Bono, like, two things have happened. One, your budget's too high. Two, he's realised that he wrote Spider-Man, Turn Off the Dark. Or three, something really bad has happened. Oh, not Bono. I love Bono.
Well, Christian Gary Murphy's doing this year. I bet he's first off.
Hugh Edwards is doing this year as well.
Do you know how that's going to always look fine wine when this is on deal raging?
I'd be fine with it. Like, this is nothing compared to some of the stuff that was said on Deal Radio. You're very, very kind of guarded around this.
It's also going to be quite weird that, oh, we've been listening to this for 2 years, and oh, they've only just started mentioning us on Deal Radio. They never mentioned us once until then.
Yeah. Who would have thought we would have got cancelled from Deal Radio for saying that word?
I think there's a few things that we can get kicked off for. I have to go through all of them.
We'll be fucking fine, mate. We'll be golden.
Yeah, that's another 10 minutes of editing for me in a year. Hello, Chris. In a year, when you're editing this out? Yeah, he just swore again. He's also said the C word about 3 times this episode as well.
I say that word too much.
What word?
And I realised it whilst trying to edit clips the other day of going, I have said cunt at least 6 times in the course of 10 minutes. And not even as a punchline.
No, it wasn't even reviewing a show with Piers Morgan on it.
So I got really confused. I had a message going, have you ordered 24 cans of Iron Brew?
Have you?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, you made it sound like you didn't know that.
Well, I did know it. I knew. I knew about the brew.
I love when you get those fake emails saying you've got a delivery coming, and you think, well, I haven't got anything on order, so this is obviously fake.
It's hard, isn't it, as well, with stuff like that, where you think, oh, imagine if you did have a delivery coming. Because I wanted to do one where I thought, right, let's do some fun videos. So today, I'm going to find me a Pikachu in the McDonald's Pokemon cards, which is turning out to be harder than it is because they won't sell them individually, so you have to buy a Happy Meal. So I've got to go to a few McDonald's and buy a few Happy Meals like a crack addict because they won't just sell me the cards.
Can't you go so, with your nieces and nephews or nephews? Or
they've gone back to school. They've all gone back to school.
Take them out of school, Uncle Buck. Take them out of school and take them to McDonald's.
Could you imagine just like, oh, Adam's here to take you to McDonald's for his own personal game and then take the card out of the Happy Meal, the one thing they're there for, and having a nephew and niece who are very into Pokemon at the moment to an insane degree. Go, what's your uncle done? He's just taken the cards away, including the rare one.
He bought his Happy Meal. And then he just gave us the box.
Can't play with that. They've gone downhill, the cards, anyway. Remember when like Happy Meal toys used to be amazing? They used to hold out forever. This here is... That's from my childhood, and it's still going. Look at that.
That's quite big for a Happy Meal toy.
It's a Bugs Bunny dressed as Superman, and you can take it off, right? And he's still Bugs... He's just Bugs Bunny underneath. Well, he used to be. It was probably like glue now. Look at that. It's just Bugs Bunny there.
Yeah. This is really entertaining for an audio.
But for no sod. Even if you were here and I was like, Chris, look at the stuff on top of my desk.
Look at my toys.
It's a 1980s Bugs Bunny interchangeable superhero figure. And Bucky O'Hare.
Should we move on to other stuff the listeners won't care about? Also, I'm sat in a different place because of painting my room. So I've moved everything around.
What colour are you going for?
This is it. It looks exactly the same as it was before, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But now the bed's in a different place. I'm in the corner instead of over the DVDs are still in the back.
There's nothing nicer than moving your bed around, is there? And you feel like you've got a new room.
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the middle of the show.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
welcome back. Yes, that would be a brilliant episode, that we speak about the show for about 2 minutes and then the rest of the show is us rambling. That's just a ramble episode, isn't it?
That's just Edinburgh.
That's Edinburgh. Are you going back next year with your show, Uncle Albert?
Well, Uncle Albert has taken a turn for the worse. One, I sat down and realised... The thing is, with writing a play, right?
You realise that it's not your character.
I realise the main character. Like, I could do it, but it's an hour's a long time for anyone. So I'd like to have, like, Grandad in it. I'd like it to be a full production. And then I realised quite shortly, you'll be doing your own show.
What, you want to even be in it?
I'd just be knackered. It's like, I did 7 shows a day this year at one point.
I told you not to. I said no.
Yeah.
I said,
but do you know me? And like, there was a moment I was like, I don't really want to do this. I went, it's £50. I went, I'm there.
You're quite lucky that you get paid for Edinburgh shows. Normally it's like, no. I keep all the money. You just do it for me. Now you piss off. Go, bye bye.
Well, can I just point out that was one show.
Oh, okay.
like that was one company who paid me for quite a few shows very handsomely. And even though there were certain people that I did MC for in and out. Two shows actually. Taking two shows sorted me out quite well. Yeah.
Do they not know that people don't do that?
No. No, they do, but they're just really good people when it comes to that. I think if you're taking the compilations up and you book people in advance, pay them. And it's not even that. It's not even like big amounts of money. Do you know what I mean? It's almost like a token gesture sometimes to go, hey, go and get a drink or something. Especially when you're MCing.
But the whole thing is meant to be you're advertising your own show. Ow. You get
It's not when you turn up to a compilation and you look around and think, I'm holding this together.
Oh, I want to talk about.
Send you the fiver.
I went to see a folk band. Not that. I went to go to see a folk band the other week. And they were youngest guys, but their audience were all older people.
That sounds like a great night out. Who did you go and see? Was it Gentlemen of Few?
No, it was Granny's Attic.
See, that's the problem.
At the Broadstairs. Oh, damn, I've just when I said it.
That's why they came out there. Finally, a band just for us.
But I was going to say to you, how would you feel if your audience were older? Would you think maybe I'm doing something wrong here? This isn't.
Probably not actually. Either I think that they've come for the good stuff, or two, they've misread the program, which 9 out of 10 times seems to be it.
But
I don't know. Folk's quite a hard sell though. Like, if like my audience, my target demographic is 25 to 55. So I get worried if I get younger ones in.
But I'd want my audience to grow with me. So when I'm doing, when I'm older, they're older as well. And then they go, oh, that's fine. But if they're old now, thinking, well, start off with, it's going to be a cold winter this year. So I don't know if half of them are going to be left by the time we finish.
It's what you're really saying in this conversation is, are you worried your fan base would die?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You regenerate, didn't you? Come back from it.
I'm not saying me. I'm just saying that they're quite young. But I don't know why folk is considered the old people's thing, because young people do it.
Well, it was folk week, wasn't it? So,
yeah.
And it what time of the day was it?
It was in the evening on a Friday night in a church.
Yeah, see, that once again, you're ticking all the boxes again.
Yeah,
I don't think it was a band. I think it was being called Granny's Attic in the evening. What church was it?
The one in Broadstairs. I can't remember what it's called.
I'm a bit sad. I've never been to a folk week, seeing as I actually work in Broadstairs.
You should have gone. You should have gone to it.
I'd have liked it. It would have been something I'd like a piece of.
And what annoys me is people that tune up their guitars when they're on stage. I don't know why it has to be tuned every 5 minutes for.
Well, sometimes it goes out of tune.
Yeah, I know, but...
But why does that annoy you? Would you rather be like The Edge?
Because it should be the same...
And just have 100 guitars, all tuned slightly differently.
But if you played one song and then you have to tune your guitar again. I think there's something wrong with your guitar.
How many times did you tune that guitar?
About every time that they sung one song, they tuned it, because the other person had a piano, electric piano, so they could just sit there and chat and say about funny things that had happened to them.
Did you have a lovely time?
I did have a lovely time.
Well, that's all that matters. And you're now a fan.
I went under duress.
Under a dress.
Anyway, this soapbox.
You want me back on the soapbox? I'm all right. I'm in a good mood, eh?
Get in a soapbox, go.
Get in a box of soap. Clean this out. Soapy, soapy goodness.
I'll drive it. You can sit in the back.
Oh, man. I'll do it. Just. I think it's going to cost us a lot of money and our lives. And I don't want to be that guy.
My campaign. It's like, come on. Or we build one. We get what we find. We find someone who can build it and we get someone else to drive it down there.
I've said this to you, at least three times. There is no way we are building that. We get someone, as you said, there is no way in a million years could either of us make a go-kart.
We do the performance at the top, so you get 40 points for that. And then we send Simon Baker down in the Super Game.
So in your mind, sending a man who is vastly approaching his 70s down a hill in a Super Coupe based go-kart is a good idea.
Yes, he's got loads of energy. He'd do it faster than anyone else. He'd be straight down there.
Yes, but the problem with him and humanity as a whole, I would say, is like they can't come back from like breaking into a wall. Look, if you kill comedy legend Simon Baker,
Dave D.
One
stick Dave D.
Dave D. Dave D. Do you know what?
He can have a few drinks before he starts. It's fine.
Are you suggesting as well? Actually, you do say that. I reckon he'd come back from that and be fine.
What I'm imagining is some kind of Kent-based comedy circuit, wacky races, where they're all racing in different cars.
I think this is going to be the best thing ever. Oh. This year's Christmas party.
What? Just going back of the app down into the garden and three shits the wind. Well, we've built a go-kart. Simon, get in the car.
Yeah.
I'm not getting in that.
I'm not getting in that. It's my birthday.
I won't lie.
If I ever get by a game show, a lot of people say bring back what's in the box. A lot of people say don't bring back what's in the box. A lot of people indifferent about it and didn't care anyway. And also, let's be honest, it weren't my idea.
Yeah, but where's the comedy of what's in the box?
What do you mean, where's the comedy and what's in the box?
There's no comedy in what's in the box.
There's lots of comedy in what's in the box. I don't pull apart your act, do I? I don't sit there after you've been on stage and go, oh, hold on, Chris. It was all right up until this bit.
No, but if you open a box and you go, what's in the box? And they go...
Well, you put something funny in the box, didn't you?
Is it some speakers? And you go, no. Is it this?
No. What's in the box? Oh, it's my nan's ashes. What do you mean, what's the comedy and what's in the box?
If you've put your nan's ashes in the box, who's going to guess that? No one.
Well, not my nan. But no, we'll play it now. We'll play it now. Right, let's... Right, so here is a box, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right, so this is the box. You get three goes and two, I'll give you a clue. So what do you think is in this box?
Is it Pokemon cards?
For the purposes of this, no.
Yeah, but it is.
Second guess.
The listeners can't see there's a Pikachu on the box.
There is a Pikachu on the box, so that's it. So, and then you ask me another question.
Can I put it in my mouth?
Oh, no.
Is it a pen?
No, and then I open the box.
No, that's not how it works, is it? Because I have to keep asking.
I get to look in the box, and then I go, right, would you like a clue?
Yeah, but you should have known what was in the box.
You don't do this on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, do you? Just have a go at the guy hosting it. Actually, you know what, you're doing this wrong. Then I open the box, right?
Yeah.
And I see what it is, right?
Yeah, all right.
I nod, going, he's never going to guess this. And go, would you like a clue?
Yeah, can I have a clue what was in the box?
You can use your fingers with it.
Is it a pen?
A, naughty, naughty. Right, so that's That's it, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you got clues.
Oh, it's all coming together now.
Is it a cup?
No, it's not a cup.
Is it a pog?
It's not a pog. Very close. Who remembers pogs? Anyone in the audience? Sweet. Pog, sweet. No one?
Is it a beer mat?
It's not. Are you ready for another clue? Or would you like to cut your losses now and take the bonus prize?
What's the bonus prize?
I'm not telling you.
Well, I don't like these odds.
What are you going to do?
I want to know what's in the box.
You want to know what's in the box? What's in the box? Well, and then we carry on. And then I say, right, final guess where you think, right, it's something you can spin on your fingers. What could it be? It's one of those ashes. No, it's a fidget spinner.
Right.
And then you win a fidget spinner. But
I didn't know that you could get clues. I thought it was just you had to guess and you just went, no. And there's no entertainment in that, but maybe there's entertainment in the question. So,
well, we cleared it up. We're going to do it now.
So, I will like 50% of the company for a share of your in the box. What's in the box? I'll change it to in the box. Company, please. Thank you.
I you can have it. I'd like you as some kind of Joe Lysick character for a game show. I just it'd dress up. Do you know what I mean? I quite like to dress you up as a bear. I think that would add to it.
So, on that bombshell, bye bye, everybody.
Bye bye. It'll be the same.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.